We'll talk some winter sport now. There's a great story coming through across the weekend. Of course, we're building up towards the 2026 Italian Winter Olympics, but lots to go in the meantime in terms of winter sport and activities. And one young man from Australia is absolutely going gangbusters. In fact, he did something that nobody's ever done on the weekend. He joins us on the line to tell us more about it. Val Gaselli joins us on the line. Hello, Val.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Mate, we're going beautifully here at the moment. Where are you currently? Whereabouts in the world are you?
I am in Calgary in a hotel room.
By yourself or is there someone with you? Are you travelling solo or you got the family with you?
I'm solo at the moment.
How's that go for a young lad travelling the world by himself solo?
Dude, it's pretty fun, eh?
How many sort of people are around you in the squad or the team or the competing other competitors in the events you're racing in and performing in at the moment?
Yeah, well, we're kind of just a travelling circus, if I'm being honest. I think there's lots of other riders staying in this hotel as well. So, yeah, they're not far away. I'm not really that on my own, but, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, what you're doing at the moment is very cool. You became the first athlete in the sport's history to place and medal in the three different disciplines in a single season. You medaled in the half pipe, the slope style, and of course earlier you won a gold medal in the big air at Edmonton in December. You're the first athlete to do that in the one season. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, well, I've been getting told that a lot. And, yeah, it's pretty cool to hear, eh?
Well, I mean, you're a record breaker. There's four people that have done it throughout their careers, medaled in all the three disciplines. You've done it in one season. Is this a expected vein of form that you've hit, or is it just something that's come out of the blue?
It's definitely something I wanted to do. A lot of the time in my sport, people end up only doing one discipline, and I've kind of had the belief that to be a good snowboarder, you have to be able to ride everything. And I've been trying to normalize that. And, yeah, hopefully I can get golds in all of them soon.
Is that because it's too taxing or there's too much time you have to invest in the training? Or why is that, that only people focus on the one discipline more than not?
Yeah, well, the level's just so high in every discipline. So, you know, it takes so much work to just get to the top in one of them. I don't know. They all help each other in a way. So, yeah, it's doable for sure.
So is this something that you'll want to continue or do you think down the track because of the levels that are out there you're competing against, you will have to refine it and maybe narrow the field a bit?
Nah, I'm going to keep it rolling for sure.
Good for you, young man. Now, you're only 17. You're from Canberra. You're a 17-year-old. How long have you been doing this?
14 years.
That seems a long time. When did you know you were pretty good at it?
Well, I first went overseas to snowboard when I was 6 because someone in the Australian snowboard industry told my dad that I would go pretty well against the best kids in the world. And then it became mine and my dad's little challenge to go overseas and try and conquer the universe.
Well, you're halfway there at the moment, conquering the universe. You've got such a big career ahead of you. How important is an Olympic medal to you? Is that the goal for you?
Yeah, that's one of them for sure. Hopefully a couple next Olympics in Italy.
So how do you schedule your calendar through a season? Do you spend much time at home at all? You're constantly chasing the tournaments around the world.
So far in the last, 7 months, I've spent 10 days at home, which is all right. You know, it's kind of the road is becoming my home and it's super fun, so no complaints.
I imagine it does sound like a fun thing to do when you're 17, but I imagine travelling, and we hear it from sports people, particularly golfers and tennis players, that it does wear a bit thin. How do you keep it fresh and keep the energy up?
Just having good people around me and, I don't know. It hasn't really wore thin for me yet. It can be tiring at times, but the energy always ends up coming back when I get to ride on the snow.
And what do you do when you're not skiing or training with the board? What do you do for fun?
It would depend on where I am. There are places that I'm going to snowboard on glaciers, and then down in the valleys it's all green and, you know, go play golf or something, or just chill, watch some movies and hang out.
It sounds like a pretty nice life, and you're dominating, as I said, a record that hasn't ever happened before when you've won medals in all three disciplines out there on the tour. What's next for you? Where's the calendar take you next?
So I'm actually in Calgary for another World Cup competition, and the training for that starts tomorrow, and I'll be competing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you need some rest, young fella, so we will let you go, but it's great to be able to touch base with you, and hopefully we'll be able to check in with you through the rest of the season as well, and congratulations on the historic performance you put up last time out. Well done.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Valentino Gasselli, a 17-year-old from Canberra who's dominating the world. As I mentioned, the only rider in the sports history, snowboard history, to win medals in all three disciplines, the halfpipe, the slopestyle, and the big air events, which is something else. Sounds like he's just living the dream. 17-8.